You know, people are more susceptible. So the immunity, the immune people like me, yes, I have other lung diseases, but the first thing you do is take off the mask. The second thing you do is keep your immune system strong. If you experience any symptoms, do what you would do if you were going to experience to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection or influenza infection. Take hydroxychloroquine. Take prophylactically ivermectin. Take low-dose interferon sprays. Take N-acetylcysteine. Take healthy glutathione glycine. There's a product called ProImmune, which is a powder of the building blocks of the amino acids, glycine, glutamate, and L-cysteine, which make up our glutathione. That's your antioxidant. It's the oxidative stress causing the disease and causing the immune dysfunction in it one part. So do all of those things to keep your immune system well. Chicken soup, minerals, quercetin. I mean, I can line up the natural products. They're cannabinoids. We have a cannabinoid balm, a skin cream that you can put from hemp on your skin. And that will keep the flame down. That endocannabinoid system is the dimmer switch on your immune system. It said, it's okay. It said, tells your immune system, it's okay. Turn the fire off. We got this. So we can protect ourselves with natural products, with plants, with botanicals, with healing. But the most powerfully immune suppressive thing there is fear and anger. So imagine if tomorrow you walked outside and you never saw another mask. Then you're not going to look around and say, oh, who's vaccinated? Well, I can confidently say my hydroxychloroquine, my interferon, my ivermectin, my supplements that I took in the morning make me immune. So I can confidently say, yes, I'm not only vaccinated, I'm immune. And that's all we need. And yes, I may get sick, but I do the same thing. Go to bed, get rest, chicken soup, melatonin is a great one. Get good sleep. Turn off the 5G. Do not eat GMO. But vaccines are genetically modified organisms. So is your food. Get real food, real healthy food, and you'll be well.
There have been thousands of questions in my Telegram and prior to my suspension on Twitter when I said that I was going to have you here today. The majority of them, tell her to tell us what's going on with these pine needles. I think that there was some rhetoric coming from you about this pine needle tea concoction or whatever. Is that still on the table or is that no? Have you?
No, I didn't say pine needles. I talked about a 100-year-old essential medicine, a synthetic drug made by Bayer Monsanto called Suramin. And Suramin is a synthetic drug, but it's known to stop the expression of retroviruses, of viruses, and this syncytin gene would be turned off, your own gamma retrovirus. So it would stop the syncytin in the spike protein, probably the most deadly part of that spike protein next to the ACE2 receptor binding domain. So it would turn that off, that expression off, and that would stop things like the premature menopause, because this gene is expressed, our own gamma retrovirus given by God is what syncytin are fused cells, so they stick together. So you can stop the clotting disorders and things like that with the drug Suramin. Well, you know, I'm the most heavily censored person probably in the planet. And so the minute I said that, and I did it on purpose because Bayer took the drug away. There was a double-blind placebo-controlled study in 2015 in autism based on our retrovirus hypothesis contributing to the disease, and it worked. And so, Bayer took the drug away from everybody. And when I did work in cancer and AIDS, when you do a clinical trial that works that well, you stop the trial and give the drug to everybody. They stopped the trial and took the drug away from anybody, everybody. So just for fun, I said it out there on Jason Turka's show and then the Academy for the Divine. I said the word Suramin. The next day, somebody said, put juxtaposed into that conversation, pine needles. Now, and the Suramin does not come from pine needles, but There are terpenes. That's a class of chemicals where we get turpentine. You know, that'll stop a lot of toxins and pathogens, but it's also very toxic. So all of a sudden, everybody's running everywhere to get turpentine.
Yeah.
And serpentine is not, pine needle tea doesn't come from there. Doesn't mean there's not benefit, but I knew that the people at the top that I was talking to were listening. What I wanted to do was make sure that everybody knows, just like ivermectin in the criminal part of our FDA and that WHO, these are WHO essential medicines. Make them available at pennies to the dollar, just like hydroxychloroquine. The fraud and the criminal activity goes very, very deep. Very, very deep. And the FDA has been involved in it since HIV/AIDS. And this is the subject of the movie, The Dallas Buyers Club.
All the people that we grow up being taught are there for us to protect us are the very ones that are trying to kill us. They want us dead.
No to pine needles.
Okay. I'm removing my security detail from the pine trees that I have on my property now. Then I thought they were going to be so valuable. This is my retirement plan. These pine needles are going to be so great. Let me understand that, because I'm a lay person. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, and I'm the people's bullhorn. I'm trying to get answers for everybody that I walk alongside every day, the heroes, the patriots that want freedom in our country. So this lipid nanoparticle, which is composed of toxic graphene, we have now found, is the transporter for the mRNA. So that's the train going down the tracks, or the truck going down the road. So because it's a nanoparticle, it can go anywhere and essentially into anything. And the mRNA forces the body's billions of cells to produce this toxic spike protein. The spike proteins in the billions are what are causing the disease, the illness, the fatigue, the clots, etc. So what exactly do these other prophylactics or these other treatments that you're talking about, what can they do? In other words, what is the mechanism of action of any of these things on these manufactured spikes?
Well, the mechanism action of the spikes is to cause that inflammatory that flame. It's to burn out your own tissues. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. So what these other, the ivermectins, the Serumin do, so Serumin's a very large charged molecule. So it basically just keeps these things, when produced, from touching the cell membrane, from going into the other cells. It's like it zaps it, like you might zap a mosquito with it, one of these laser kind of things. They're energy therapies, light therapies. There are a lot of things to break these things down. Ozone. Well, you know, so you can break these things down with ozonated skin on your screen, on your skin. So we know the mechanisms of action. That's why I'm so confident that we can end these diseases forever, or these, these man-made plagues, because we learned that in my last 40 years, starting June 10th, 1980. That I made type 1 interferons. It was if you find, I happen to have the magazine, it was the magic bullet for cancer.
Does the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin prophylactically, or any of these other things, do they actually reduce the number of spike proteins or their activity?
No, what they actually do, they're not directly virucidal. What they do is they tell your immune system not to produce them. They gobble them up as soon as they're expressed. As soon they say, no, we don't need that RNA. So they gobble it up and they package it. What these other therapies are doing are taking different parts of your immune system, like the microglia, the monocyte macrophage, the natural killer cell, the plasmacytoid dendritic cell, and they're weaponizing them. They're putting the full armor, if you will, onto your immune system, which is so compromised with the mitochondria, these taking away your energy. So it's allowing all the energy of your immune system to focus on breaking that down so it can't be produced.
Got it. So they get gobbled up before they can ever get downstream. So what do you do about the mRNA that's still in the cells telling the body to continue making the spikes? In other words, are there any studies that people can read on the mechanism of action to stop this stuff that's already downstream from continuing to happen?
Oh, sure. mRNA, anytime you have messenger RNA, DNA, DNA outside the nucleus, messenger or any kind of RNA outside the cell membrane, in your fluid, in your interstitial fluid, in your blood, that's a danger signal. That's a pathogen-associated molecular pattern. And there are hundreds of immune responses that gobble that right up. You don't have to worry about that. Now, what you have to worry about is what you just said, mRNA inside the cell, because that's going to change the regulation, the expression of your genes. We learned that more than 95% of the messenger RNA that is produced in our cells is regulatory. It changes the expression of your genes. And so that has to be dealt with. And that's actually, and you can do that. That's a mechanism. One of those decades of the epigenetics that I worked on is something called DNA methylation. It's putting a methyl group on the top of the DNA and say, make no more of that message. So it can stop that message from being made by putting a methyl group. So there's a natural product called dimethylglycine. It's a supplement form. You can buy it. Dimethylglycine, S-adenosylmethionine. Those are methyl donors, and they're depleted in our world. That's why I mentioned have good minerals, eat good food. But just there, you can buy dimethylglycine. And you can take it, and that'll help restore the balance and stop the production and the dysregulation of your method of your messenger RNA from your DNA.
God bless you. As you know, they're in my ear here. We're up against a hard break. What did you not get out in about 60 seconds? Is there anything that we left out here that you wanted to make sure that we address today?
Oh, absolutely not. The first thing is do no more. No more masks, no more shots, no more tests of any kind. And we'll all live and we'll get our country back.
Wonderful. God bless you for everything. And for the book, congratulations on that. I can't imagine what kind of hard work that must be that you have had to endure, sleepless nights. True patriot, and you're very brave. I am really hopeful that all of the people that we've talked about today will soon be held accountable. I really do. I this evil is just so widespread and so deep, and this corruption. And if you think about everybody that's pushing these things, who has all been impacted, the corporations behind this, the money, where it comes from, it's just absolutely sick. We know the devil is real because we know that God is real. And so obviously, if there are people that worship God, there are people that also worship the devil, and that's who these people are, and they will be defeated because we know how the Bible ends. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much. God bless you. And we really appreciate your time and being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.